This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After my parents work us, they are always around, which makes it difficult to pray without drawing attention. I'm concerned that if they discover me praying, it could lead to serious consequences. Could you please provide advice on how I can manage my prayers? As far as prayers are concerned, for an adult Muslim, it is compulsory that he should pray all 5 times salah. There is no excuse. He cannot miss. For a male Muslim, irrespective whether he's sick or going to war, there is no excuse. He cannot miss under any circumstances. For the Muslimah, for the Muslim woman, the only two exceptions are that if they're undergoing menstrual cycle or the postpartum period after the childbirth, these are the only two occasions where they need not pray. Otherwise, they always have to pray. There's no excuse whatsoever under any circumstances besides these two for a Muslimah or for a Muslim to miss the Salah. But as our beloved Prophet said, that you should choose the easy path and Allah does not lay a burden on you greater than you can bear. So for Salah, of course, you have to choose a clean place to pray Salah. You have to be in wudu and face the direction of the Qibla and offer your Salah. But there are verses in the Quran that if you're on the battlefield, that you have to pray, whether you're moving, whether you're on a camel's back, or if you're sick, you can pray while lying down or while sitting. So there are concessions given that if you have a problem in the knee, you can pray while sitting on the chair. If you're sick, you can even pray while lying on your sides or lying on your back. If you have problem, you can even pray with just indications. Suppose you're imprisoned or your hands are tied. You can yet pray only with indications. But prayer is fard. As far as your condition is concerned, that you are a revert Muslimah of the age of 18, and your parents don't know that we have reverted, and you're afraid that if they see you praying, there'll be problem, then they are anti-Islamic, the anti-Muslims, that will create a lot of problems for you. So of course, there are various considerations given in Islam. For example, you can also join your prayers. You can join your Zuhr and Asr Salah. You can join your Maghrib and Isha Salah. And if, as you mentioned, that you can only freely offer the Dhuhr and Asr prayers and the other prayers are difficult, they may watch you. So if it's difficult to pray on time, then the earliest time you get to pray, you can pray the Salah which you have missed. And in your case, you can pray your Zuhr, you can pray your Asr very freely because the parents aren't there. But most of the time during Maghrib and Isha and Fajr, they are there. So there is an option that if you have no option at all and you cannot pray because they are watching you, the last option is that the earliest time that you get when they leave the house, you can pray the Salah that you have missed. And if there is a possibility, if your bathroom is clean, you can even pray in your bathroom. There are scholars who have said that, of course, you cannot pray in the toilet, that's not permitted. But in the bathroom is a clean place. If it is a clean place, you can yet pray there if it's clean. And yet you can offer your Salah there. While you're praying, if you come to know that your mother is going to enter the room or something will happen, you can very well break your Salah. Islam gives you the permission. Because instead of being exposed and facing dire consequences which will be detrimental to you following your deen, in this case, you can even break your Salah. And when you have the right time, you can compensate and pray the complete Salah again. This is permitted because praying Salah is a fard. But if you know that there's a danger, and for example, while you're praying and you come to know that someone is coming watching, of course, you can do some other act and you can break your Salah. You can see to it that you prevent your family members from coming to know they're praying Salah. All these are permitted. But you should always offer Salah. And for a person who has reverted or who has converted, but natural praying complete Salah in Arabic is the best. But the minimum requirement is Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha is a fard in Arabic. But if you have reverted, you have just reverted, and some people may memorize Surah Fatiha maybe in half an hour, 1 hour, some may take few hours, some may take days. So according to scholars, you can even say only Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So if you cannot say the full Surah Fatiha, even this dua the scholars say sufficient till you learn Surah Fatiha. And Surah Fatiha is a fard. So this can compensate till you learn the next, maybe may take a day, may take 2 days. But see to it that the most important part of the Quran that you have to memorize is Surah Fatiha. And then, of course, Allahu Akbar is very easy. Then what you say in the ruku'ah, the sujood, Subhanallah bin Adhi, Subhanallah bin Allah, and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. These are a few things which are very easy to remember. And with this also, you can complete your salah. You can do the dua in your own language also, if you don't know Arabic or don't know the dua. But make it a point that you learn all the Arabic, the minimum that you can, you should learn. So actually, basically, if you're a new Muslim, to start offering salah, you can even memorize in half an hour the small thing which I mentioned. And you can start offering salah, it will be accepted. And then if you're praying in a jamaat, follow what you see your neighbors are doing, it's very easy. And then, not that you have to memorize long surahs, that you can do later on, read Surah Fatiha. And as I mentioned, only the few parts, that is, Allahu Akbar, or Subhanallah bin Azim, Subhanallah bin Allah, what you do in the ruku, what you do in the sujood, Assalamu alaikum. With this you can complete your salah, almost all of it. Then you can maybe memorize 3 or 4 short verses of the Quran, maybe the 3 Qul, maybe Surah Kawthar. These are small surahs, maybe Surah Al-Asr. So the shortest surah is Surah Kawthar, and then the second shortest is Surah Al-Asr. Hardly 3 verses. Surah Kawthar is only 10 words. So you can start with this. Of course, Qul Huwallahu is one of the most important surahs after Surah Fatiha. Then learn Surah Asr, Surah Kawthar. You can, Alhamdulillah, offer almost all of the salah. But as I mentioned, in your case, see to it that you do not miss a single salah. As far as possible, pray on time. Pray in the right way, that is in a clean place, facing the Qibla, doing your wudu. If, for example, you have a problem, you can't do wudu and you'll be exposed, no problem, you can even do tayammum. So there are various options and facilities given in Islam not to overburden a Muslim or a Muslimah. But praying is a fard to the best of your ability. See to it that you pray, don't miss any salah. If the time goes, as soon as you get the time, see to it you compensate for all the salah that you have missed. And inshallah, Allah will accept it. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah give hidayah to your complete family, to your parents, so that they understand the truth of Islam and they accept it. And inshallah, Allah put you in Jannat al-Firdaws.